good head on his shoulders, and it's a different one every night.
Can you top that, Harry Hirschfield?
I'll try.
Can you, Senator Ford?
I really don't know.
You don't know. How about you, Joe?
Oh, Lord? I don't know. Maybe, I don't know.
These guys who do a quip tease bring you another session of Can You Top This? And now for the man who tells you how to make dollars out of nonsense, Ward Wilson.
Thank you, Charlie Stark. Can You Top This is unrehearsed and spontaneous, and our top rule is keep them laughing. Anyone can send in a joke, and if your joke is told by the well-known actor and storyteller Peter Donald, you get $10. Each of the three wits try to top it with another joke on the same subject. Each time they fail to top you, you get $5 more.
And this is your host, Roger Bauer. Can You Top This is made possible by our fine sponsor. Won't you please listen to this?
You three witty committees ready to go to work here?
Ready?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. All right, here we go with the first story this evening, sent in by Julia M. Dorsch of Irvington, New Jersey, and it's on the subject of customer. So I'll have to give you a little latitude in this round. Peter, suppose you serve up the first round.
Well, it's about my favorite fish market over on 9th Avenue, where all the fish markets are. This is Pasquale Lasagna's over there. It's a wonderful place, and Pasquale's quite a character, and you've probably seen their slogan on the fish store: salmon is red, bluefish is blue, from the sea to the nets, and from nets to you, and this. So this particular day, in walked a very ritzy lady, Mrs. Van Upsweet Van Mortgage the Third, this one of these days. So Pasquale saw her come in the door. He says, "Hey, hello!" He said, "Hello." He says, "What kind of a was do for you?" She said, "Well, I want to buy some fish for dinner. Tell me, my good man, is your fish absolutely fresh?"
He said, "Please, I don't know. He's fresh. He don't say nothing to me. I don't know.
He's a fish, that's all. Go around, look at the fish."
So she goes around and she's poking all the fish, you know. Finally, she picks up one, and Pasquale said, "Hey, please, no squeeze the halibut, sir, there. Put him down." She said, "Well, I'd like to purchase this. How much is this particular fish?"
He says, "That's 75 cents.
She says, "75 cents? That seems a little high. How much does it weigh?"
He says, "I don't know how much the fish weighs. It's going to cost you 75 cents, that's all."
She said, "My good man, you can't do business like that. Haven't you got any sort of a scale?"
He says, "A scale? Listen, lady, I don't sell by any scale. You got to buy the whole fish."
900 is the final score in the Laugh Meter Award.
Gives you boys a little bit of a latitude there to get over the top of Miss Dorsch's story. So let's take a look at the hands, and Harry Hirschfield looks like the first one.
A fella goes into a small town, and he goes into a store to buy something. He's an out-of-towner, and he can't see the owner of the store. Nobody's around there. And he looks around, and he looks around, and he can't. Finally goes, and he hears some kind of noise in the next room. So he comes in there, and he says, "Are you the proprietor?" And he says, "Yeah, don't bother me now." And the proprietor is sitting at a table with a dog, and they're both playing gin rummy. And this customer can't believe it. He's looking at it, and the dog is playing the gin rummy, and this guy is playing the gin rummy. And finally, when the thing is all over, he says to him, "Is that dog really playing gin rummy? Is that really a dog?" He says, "Yes." He says, "Is he really playing gin rummy?" He says, "Yes." "Well," he says, "that's the smartest dog I ever saw. That's the most brilliant, smart dog I ever saw." He says, "He ain't so smart. I beat him 4 out of 5 games every time."
$1,000 on the Laugh Meter Award.
Right up at the top, topping Miss Dorsch's 900. She still has her $10, however, and I think Joe Lurie had his hand up next.
Yeah, sort of goofy. Mrs. Rappaport goes into a favorite store, a tobacco store. And Mr. Epstein behind the counter says, "Mrs. Rappaport, I'm so happy that you're coming today. Say, an old customer like you, we got a penny sale today." She says, "What do you mean a penny sale?" He says, "You know the 20-cent package of cigarettes you buy?" She says, "Yeah." He says, "If you buy 2 packages, it's 21 cents. She says, "2 packages for 21 cents? She says, "Yeah." He says, "Well, then give me 2 packages. He says, "I'm very sorry. We only sell one to a customer."
Hey, $1,000 on the Laugh Meter for that one, Ward.
Did it once again, Joe. Right. Also topping Miss Dorsch's 900. So two of you now have hit the top of the meter. How about you, Senator?
Well, you know that gag that Pete told is a twist of another gag of the fellow looking at a fish, and he says, that fish weighs 9 pounds. The other fellow says, how do you know? He says, by the scales. Well, anyway, doesn't count. One of those fat, fussy dames went into a department store, and she wanted to have the clerk show her some blankets. So he brought down all the blankets on the shelves but one. And there they were all over the counter. She couldn't make up her mind. Finally, she says, you know, I'm not going to buy a blanket today. I'm merely looking for a friend. He said, looking for a friend? If you think your friend is hiding in that last blanket, I'd be glad to take it down for you.
You did it again, gentlemen. 1,000 on the laugh meter. Another perfect round. Senator Ford, Harry Hirschfield, and Joe Lurie Jr. will be right back after a few words from our sponsor.
Get right over to round number two, and this joke was sent in by Ed Galler of New York City, and it's on the subject of something I know you all enjoy to an extremity, popularity. Popularity, boys. And that... Look at that benign smile on the senator. Well, Pete, I hope you come up with a lot of popularity for Mr. Galler on this story, so let her ride.
This is about Gertrude Gowanus, the Green Pen Glamour Gale. And she was an awful club joiner. She was, oh, such a social climber. She was a member of the Queens County Saturday Afternoon Ladies Beer and Bingo Society and the Daughters of Ebbetsfield and the veterans of NAMM's Brooklyn Bargain Basement and, with overseas ribbons for an afternoon in Gimbel's. And oh, she got a lot of medals all over. So one day her friend Sadie DeCalta, she said, you know something, Gertrude?
Really, you are very, very perplexing. You really are. Very strange. Why do you belong to all them clubs? You're always going to meetings and everything. Why do you belong to all them clubs when you know you're not popular with people?
She says, why, I certainly am popular. I certainly am. The Subway Diggers Union just made me Miss Sandhog of 1946.
She says, well, I don't know. If you think you're so popular, why don't you get your name in the papers once in a while, like Bedelia Hammerbund does? All your other friends and names in the paper. You belong to the same clubs. Why don't you do something to make all the officers and the members notice you and get your name in the papers, too?
She says, well, listen to her. My goodness sake, you're so dumb already. I always do something important at the meetings.
She says, you do? You do? Well, what do you do that's so important?
She says, well, every time some member gets up on the floor and makes a motion, I'm the one who seconds it.
You may second the motion, Pete, but you drop back 100 that time.
The laugh meter registered 800 for that one, Ward.
Pete is looking on both sides of the paper for the joke and can't find it.
Dropped off 100 from the last one. All three wits have plenty of chance now, and Joe Lurie's hand was the first to be raised.
A swell-looking doll passes, a couple of guys on the corner. Blonde, beautiful girl, and one guy says to the other guy, he says, gee, there's a swell-looking doll, ain't she? I bet you she's popular in this neighborhood. He says, yeah. He says, I know. He says, Charlie says she's the most popular girl in the whole neighborhood. He says, is Charlie the guy she goes with? He says, no, that's her husband. Bob is the guy she goes with. He says, Charlie is her husband and she goes with Bob? He says, yeah, that's why Jack yells so. He says, who's Jack? He says, he's the guy that's engaged to her.
Well, you got yourself engaged to 900 that time, Joe. Which tops Mr. Galler's 800. However, he still has his $10, and I think the senator had his hand up next.
Well, you know how catty some women are. A couple of these gals were sitting together, and one said, do you know that when I was 16 years old, I won a popularity contest? The other one said, gee, I didn't know they had popularity contests during the Rutherford B. Hayes administration. I know a girl who put a mud pack on her face, and she kept it on for 6 months. She was more popular with it on. No good either. The jokes are not popular, just the subject, it seems like.
You better stop about
that. Go ahead, Senator. Get Harry on here.
We backslid from 800 to 500 on
first
the second.
First one counted, then 800.
First one counted. Well, that just ties Mr. Galler's 800, so now he has $15. He's doing a little bit better. You can salute Pete, too. Harry, we haven't heard from you yet.
There's a goofy one about Finnegan belonged to a lot of organizations. He had a lot of friends. He was very popular with the boys. So one day, Finnegan is dying. He calls his wife over and she says, I'm dying now, so I want to leave some last instructions. They're all going to come here, you know, for the funeral. And before they go to the funeral from the house, I want you to give them all a good stiff drink. And when they come back to the house from the funeral, I want you to give them a triple whiskey. But as I'm going with them and not coming back, I'd like all mine right now.
850 on the laugh meter for that joke, Ward.
Here's a joke sent in by Margaret Gilmore of my old hometown, Jackson Heights, Long Island, New York. And, we have Jackson Heights with us, huh? This one is on something that we hear about, but they're kind of hard to find, I understand. Taxi cabs. So, Peter, drive right on out with it.
Hard to find in one piece, anyhow.
Well, this happened over in London, and there was a taxi driver over there, a little Scotsman by the name of Sandy McGilvery. And he was having an awful day. Oh, he had a bad day, and he was mumbling to himself. He said, oh, this is awful. Oh, my, this is awful. He says, I've been out for 4 hours, and I haven't had a single fare. This is terrible. And just as he said that, a gentleman came out of a very swanky club and hailed the cab.
He says, driver, just a moment, come here, please. He says, I seem to have imbibed a little too freely in my club. So, will you take me home, and if you deliver me safely at my doorstep, I shall see that you are the recipient of a very, very grand gratuity.
So Sandy says, come right in the cab. Come right in the cab. He says, breathe in my face again. Oh, that's wonderful. He says, oh. Oh, he says, that's you're like a breath of home. It's wonderful. He says, get in the cab. He says, you know something? It's a blessing I was passing this way. He says, I've had an awful night. Oh, I've had an awful night. He says, not one fare in 4 hours. He says, and what with the price of things these days, you know, and the wife and the three kids. Oh, it's terrible. I'm just getting broke all the time.
So the man says, why, that's a very, very sad story, old boy. He says, wait a minute, I'll tell you what we'll do. This is my house right here. Let me off here. Now, I'll take out my wallet, you see, and I want to reward you because you brought me home safely and business is bad. Here's £10 for your wife and £15. That's five for each of your children. Sandy says, oh, thank you kindly, sir. That's very nice of you. And the man started to go up the door and all of a sudden Sandy says, wait a minute, you crook! You forgot to pay your sixpence cab fare.
Well, you just forgot 100 that time, Pete. You got
900 is the final score in the laugh meter award.
There she is for Miss Gilmore, and we'll take a look around, and Harry Hirschfield's hand is the first to arrive.
Jackie Miles told me a story that I like. Ginsburg decided to become a taxi driver. So he told his friend, he said, I'm going to be a taxi driver, boy. He said, did you ever drive before? He says, what is there to drive a taxi in a big city like this? No trouble. So the next day he meets him, he says, well, how is the taxi business? Says, boy, I was going 90 miles an hour, and I saw an open space between two cars, and I went right through those two streetcars. Do you know if anybody wants to buy a tall, thin taxi?
Well, Harry, will you buy 900? Buying Miss Gilmore, but not topping her, so she now has $15, and Joe Laurie's hand was the second.
Yeah, a fella gets in a cab, and he tells the cab driver where he wants to go, and this fella starts off. Oh, starts off right in hot. And he's part on the sidewalk, part on the street, and he goes all on the safety zones. He's driving all over, and finally turns the corner, and this fella can't stand any longer. He says, hey, what's the matter with you? He says, you know, you took that corner on 60 miles an hour on two wheels. He says, you belong in an insane asylum. The guy says, how'd you know? This is the second time I've escaped this month.
Up. 1,000 on the laugh meter, Ward.
Well, at least she got out with 1,000, topping Miss Gilmore's 900. However, she still holds her $15. And, Senator, you look very pensive over there.
Yeah, you know those white lines I have across the street? Those are safety lanes, you know. If a cab driver hits you between the lines, it doesn't count. Well, anyway, there was one of those fat dames, you know, that built like a Staten Island ferry boat. She was as tall east and west as she was north and south. And she's trying to get into a cab, and she can't quite make it. So she turns around and tries to back in. And a man standing on the sidewalk starts to laugh. She became very indignant, and she said, if you were half a man, you'd help me. He said, if you were half a lady, you wouldn't need any help.
The laugh meter registers 1,000 for that joke, Ward.
Well, you didn't need any that time either, Senator.
Don't go away. We'll have another round of jokes in a few moments.
We'll get back to the business of jokes once again with your permission, fellas. Here's one sent in by Stanley Gus of the Bronx, New York. And this one, Bronx well represented, too. This is one that it should interest Joe quite a little. It's on the subject of grammar. Grammar.
Grammar?
No,
I like all my relations.
Grammar, either.
Anything over two syllables, he thinks is code.
Well, Pete, let's see
what I like about it. They don't know either.
Now.
Now?
Now.
Well, it's about my pal, Mr. Abercrombie Fafufnik. And, Fafufnik's walking down the street, and he saw his friend Goldberg. He says, "Hello, Goldberg!"
He says, "You're looking very hunky-punky. You're looking snappy." He says, "Pardon me," he says, "did you hear the news?"
Well, Goldberg says, "No, what news?"
He says, "You didn't hear the news? Let me tell you." He says, "I'm in a new business now. Oh, it's wonderful." He says, "I go around to all the places. I buy up all the stale bagels. And with the summer coming on, I sell them to midgets for life preservers. It's making a fortune. I'm laughing on the inside with the profits on the black side. I'm having a wonderful..." "It's wonderful. I don't owe nobody nothing."
So Goldberg says, "So you're a success. All right, that's fine. You're a success, but listen to the way you talk. I don't owe nobody nothing. Is that English?"
He says, "Well, what does it sound like? Portuguese or something?" "Certainly that's English."
He says, "No, no, no." He says, "You don't understand. The trouble with you, Fafufnik, you ain't got any grammar at all. You split your infinitives and you leave the participles dangling and you always use two negatives. Now, don't forget, two negatives make a positive, but two positives can make a negative."
Fafufnik says, "Is that so?" He says, "Is that so?" He says, "Well, Mr. Got a Diploma hanging on the wall should cover up the crack in the plaster." He says, "I'll prove to you," he says, "two positives can make a negative."
Goldberg says, "How can you prove two positives make a negative?"
He says, "Because." He says, "This morning I asked my wife if I could go out tonight and play pinochle with the boys, and all she said was, 'Yeah, yeah.'"
No, it's worth a thousand, Peter. How did the Kirkman laugh, Peter, that time? Which automatically gives Mr. Gus $25 and sends you boys just out for the soap and laughter. And let's see, I have a choice between the senator and Harry Hirschfield this time. I'll take the senator. He's further away.
Well, little Oscar Potts and Goggles said to his papa, he said, Papa, what part of speech is mother-in-law? Papa, what part of speech is mother-in-law? And the old man said, "Mother-in-law is not part of speech. She is all of it."
900 is the final score in the Laugh Meter Award.
Doesn't top Mr. Gus's 1,000, however. And, Harry, now take your crack at it, huh?
Teacher's having a grammar lesson, so she says to Tommy, "I'll spell out words, and I want you to give me what the pronunciation is. What is P-I-P-E-S? What is that?" She says, "I don't know." "So you don't know what P-I-P-E-S is?" She says, "No." She says, "What runs from your kitchen down to the basement?" He says, "Our cook, Lena. She's crazy about the janitor."
1,000 on the Laugh Meter Award.
All right, Harry. Tying once again, Mr. Gus is 1,000, but he still retains his 25 clams, so...
Yeah, I just thought of one
how
more.
How about you, Joe?
Mr. and Mrs. Epstein's before the judge. And the judge says, "What is it you want?" He says, "I want a divorce." He says, "For my wife here." He says, "What's the reason?" He says, "She's nagging me all the time. Nagging, 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 morning, noon, and night." He says, "In what way?" He says, "Every little word I say, I open up my mouth." She says, "Shut up, shut up. Every little word, shut up, shut up. I don't always say, shut up, shut up. Sometimes I say, keep quiet, you weasel."
1,000 on the Laugh Meter.
We'd like to ask the audience now to join Can You Top This again next week at the same time, same gang, other jokes, some new, some old. Until then, we remain yours for bigger and better laughs.
Senator Ford.
Harry Hirschfield.
Joe Laurie. Whoop, whoop.
Peter Donald. Ward Wilson.
And this is your host, Roger Bauer, saying so long, and take care of yourself until we meet again next time.